Tom, are these people, I mean, do they have feelings?
No.
None.
Not really.
Cold as fish, huh?
I talked to a psychiatrist once about this, and he said to me, well, they're sociopaths. They just don't think about anything but themselves, and they don't think like you and I. They don't care. They don't have warmth, love, that type of thing. He said he had an example for me. He said, you know, let's say there's a hot apple pie in the windowsill. He says, and the first person will come up and say, hey, hot apple pie, I'd love to have that, you know. But, of course, it's not mine. It's somebody else's. Mm-hmm. And if I take it, I'm going to get in trouble. So they go away. Second person comes up and says, hot apple pie, great. But if I take it and I get caught, the hell with it, I'm going to take it. And he grabs it and runs away. The sociopath, the psychopath, it comes up, sees a hot apple pie and takes it. That's it. No feeling, no nothing.
Nothing,
and,
just takes
and
it.
And that's what you cannot have feelings and kill somebody the way they do. And of course they start when they're children, you know, they abuse small animals and this is horrendous they'll set fires. This, by the way, doctors talk about a triad of feelings, you know, that you can see in
a pattern.
Pattern, yeah, and a serial killer. And when they're kids, they set fires. They will abuse small animals, and also they're usually what they call they have enuresis. They wet the bed when they're after 12, the age of 12, you know. And those three things, if you see those three in a child, you better try to intervene really quick. But of course, by the time if a kid has reached 12 and he's still, you know, wetting the bed, then it's very hard to intervene at that point. You know, if you see a kid, if I saw one of my children being cruel to animals, you know, aside from the occasional thing a kid does with taking the wings off a beetle or something like that, you know, you really should react because. Think about what it takes emotionally to be cruel to a little animal, you know, a cat or so, a kitten or something like that, you know. And they do it without any feeling, you know. And
do they get at that age any gratification doing that? The kid?
Yeah, they get gratification. Here, the whole thing, George, I think is, you know, it's all surrounding power. It's all surrounding
control.
Control, exactly right. Yeah. And that's what it's all about control. It's all about power. And you get that when you kill somebody, you control it completely. Incidentally, maybe not so incidentally, there are a number of serial killers who are also, and I'm not going to like get in all the gory detail here, but they're cannibals, you know, and,
like Hannibal Lecter, right?
Yes, absolutely right. Albert Fish, wrote a horrific letter to, which is in this book, by the way. But he wrote a horrific letter to the parents how he ate their 10-year-old daughter, you know, over a 9-day period. And here again, though, my mind always searches for what's behind it all, you know. And here you have power. It's, you know, in the jungle of, South America, the jungles, you know, you have cannibal tribes and so forth. When they kill their enemies, I believe what a psychiatrist used the term, orally incorporate the power of the enemy by eating them, you know. But it's all about power and control, which a child doesn't really feel when he's with a mother psychotic and abusive and so forth. They can't do anything.
If you were generally sitting, when you talked, how many of these serial killers did you see direct in your career?
How many have I looked at?
Yeah, eye to eye.
Oh, just the one.
All right. Did he look like a serial killer?
Not at all. No, they don't look like serial killers. They don't. They just look like...
If they were dressed up in suits on the street, you'd never know.
Guys, you know, W.H. Auden, a poet, I occasionally read that I forget the exact line, but he said the monsters come to Thanksgiving dinner just like anybody else, you know.
That's true, and you have no idea.
You can't tell who is. They don't have any outward behavior. I mean, look at Dennis Rader, you know, the BTK killer.
Yeah.
He's a church official.
Yeah.
I mean that. And
so they speak. Some of them, they speak well. They listen well. They don't act goofy.
No, they don't, and they hide it all. And it's like with the problem with the child abuse of pedophiles. Something, you know, you can't tell.
Yet a serial killer will kill only in that mode that they're going after, right?
Yeah, they have a target. They have a specific target to do, and I believe, like for example, they have to have some sort of linkage between what the person they kill and the deep down unconscious person they're terrified of. And that, I, you know, so for example, Bundy with the hair, you know, a woman, the women he killed with the parted brown hair, parted in the middle like his mother. You know, there has to be some sort of linkage there that kind of satisfies them emotionally. And
right. Saying,
well, I'm killing, you know.
If somebody didn't have that look, he probably wouldn't go after them.
That's exactly right. And the when they would talk about a cooling off period, I think, when in terms of serial killers, when they talk about a cooling off period, what they mean is an emotional cooling off period. In other words, the terror inside them is stopped by, and we're talking all unconscious. You got to accept the unconscious to go with my theory, but it stops temporarily.
The craving is not there,
and it builds up again, though.
And it builds up. It's like a pressure cooker, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, these guys are exactly. And by the way, mass murderers are the same way. I mean, a mass murderer, the pressure will build. Not the same way, but the pressure will build with a mass murderer, and eventually, it'll just explode. But there again, I believe, this is what I believe, even though you see stories when somebody slaughters, you know, 20 kids in a school at the, oh, that they're the house.
And then they commit suicide or something.
Yeah, that's right. The house and whatever, the great family they came from, and all, but there's always huge trauma there.